Jackson says he believes Governor Rick Scott will change his views on Florida Stand Your Ground law, just as former Alabama Governor George Wallace changed his mind about segregation following the many civil rights protests in Alabama in the 1960s.
We intend to, around the state and around the country, Rainbow Push and SCLC and other organizations, we're going to bring in more adults and more ministers and more bishops. Well, students around the state to begin to mobilize to come to Tallahassee. This is the Selma of our time. This is the transformative moment for this time.
Yes, sir.
But in a statement Wednesday, Scott blasted Jackson's comments as, quote, reckless, adding that he also took issue with Jackson for, quote, referring to Florida as an apartheid state.
And we could effectively use our nonviolent forces to end apartheid in South Africa and walls. We're going to end walls in South Florida the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the people of goodwill will join us and will all support us. We want people of goodwill to join us.
Scott says Jackson should apologize to Floridians for his, quote, insulting remarks at a time when the state is trying to heal. Meanwhile, Jackson says demonstrators will continue to protest as long as Scott refuses to call a special session to address the state's self-defense laws. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.